Hello and welcome to Aggressive Radio. This is Matthew, and with me is my co-host Spencer. Spencer, how you doing, man?
Still well, Matthew. Another Tuesday night. Tuesday, right? Yeah. Shoot, I've lost track of the week already, man. But I'm here for music.
Yeah, right on, man. You're telling me, dude. You know, my whole week is messed up. We the Hernando County, where I teach, we didn't have school yesterday in honor of Veterans Day, even though, you know, Veterans Day was on Sunday. Our county was out of school yesterday, so I'm all messed up, dude. I had to, like, set reminders for myself and put notes everywhere that today was Tuesday, this is Tuesday, it's not Monday. I'm all messed up, man. So my brain is on, like, a teacher clock, and that teacher clock is trying to say today's Monday. I'm sitting here thinking Monday Night Football, but that's not the case. Today's Tuesday night, and it is Aggressive Radio. So I'm ready to go. You want to go ahead? We can jump right into a song. I've got one in mind. If you want to get it kicking off with music, we can go ahead and do that.
Yeah, man. Fire away.
All right, here we go. Here is the first track off of the upcoming album by Bring Me the Horizon. The album is Ammo, comes out in January, I believe. I gotta say, I am jumping at the bits for this album. So here's the first single off that album. This is Mantra.
Attention, please. It's time to tap into your tragedy. Think you could use a new abuser. Close your eyes and listen carefully. Imagine you're stood on a beach. What a journey like this at your feet. But now you're thinking, oh, where you're thinking. Yeah.
right. That is Mantra from Bring Me the Horizon. Now, they've released an even newer single off the album Ammo. I've listened to it one time. I was sort of digging it. Wasn't as into it as I am into Mantra, but I still thought it was pretty dope. I thought it was pretty cool. Spencer, what are you thinking so far from the first two singles you've heard from the upcoming Ammo?
I really like Mantra. I like the first listen, the very first time it hit. Well, first of all, I saw it on YouTube in my suggested videos. That was an immediate click. Listened to it right then and there, and I loved it. The second solo Phil from Cradle of Filth. I'm not as big of a fan of that one. Again, like yourself, I've only listened to it once, so I'm going to have to give it another try. But I just felt like it was all over the place. That being said, I am a Bring Me the Horizon fan, so I'm sure I will definitely love this upcoming album. That song just didn't get me the first time. Hey, maybe a few more listens and I'll be there.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, man. It's kind of a bittersweet. I listened to it twice. I thought it was pretty good. I think if I'm not mistaken, his name is Danny Filth. The lead singer and longtime member of Cradle of Filth. But it's different. Obviously, bringing him into the song gives it a very different feel. Obviously, he's synonymous with that, like, death metal, really hardcore, like, crazy, like, death metal stuff. And so it's very different, but I'm digging it, and I can't tell you enough how psyched I am about this new album. I mean, coming off of Simp Eternal and That's the Spirit, I expect big things from Ammo, and I think it'll be it's going to kick off what can hopefully be an awesome year for hardcore, extreme, alternative music. As it is, closing out 2018, we got Disease from Beartooth, and that's just a phenomenal album, one of the best albums of the year across all genres of rock music. But yeah, I expect Ammo to be really good, and so far from what I hear off the first two tracks, it's sounding pretty good, even though, like I said, that the second single I'm so on at this point, but I expect it to grow on me as many other Bring Me the Horizon songs have. So
we'll see how we feel about it the more we listen to it when the album as a whole comes out. I know they're gonna be on tour in Europe with the Fever 333, which is a band that I absolutely love. I'm kind of jealous of that tour over there. The next song I have is actually a band that toured with Bring Me the Horizon in the past, a band that I've seen four times live and is probably one of the craziest performances that I've been a part of. So I have been on stage with these guys, and it was a blast. So without further ado, this is Thirst by Every Time I Die.
Yeah!
From Every Time I Die to CKY to I Prevail. So three great bands right there. Three bands that I saw on Vans Warped Tour. Rest in peace, Vans Warped Tour, man. Gonna miss it. But yeah, three great bands. Anytime I hear CKY, I think, like many others, I always think of, what was it, the Bam Margera show. Those guys would always hang out together. So
Viva La Bam!
Yeah. How could I forget that? How could I forget that?
I don't know, man.
When I saw them live.
That show, like, molded me as a youth. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but I first, you know, obviously when Jackass broke onto the scene on MTV back way back when, something like 17, 18 years ago now, me and my brother, one night just flipping channels in our bedroom, we discovered it, and we're like, what is this? We started watching it, man. We became so enamored with it, we couldn't get enough, you know. And then as we began to look further into the people, we found – you know, we focused in on Bam's crew. You know, Bam's crew had come from making those CKY videos. And that's where, you know, the band kind of birthed out of those videos. They all kind of came out of the same thing. Obviously, the drummer for the band is Jeff Margera, Bam's older brother. And so the CKY thing was like just the kind of like their mantra. That was like their thing. You know, Bam was doing all of the crazy videos. Jeff Margera's off doing the stuff with the band, and it really birthed like a generation of just badasses, man. You know, they went from Jackass to Viva La Bam, and then, you know, obviously you had the Wild Boys, and you had all these other shows that came out of it. But yeah, it pretty much all centered around Bam's crew, and that's where it all began. So rest in peace, Ryan Dunn. That's something that, man, that was, my heart was broken when that happened. So rest in peace, Ryan Dunn. That's kind of like a in memory of Ryan Dunn there, some CKY.
Yeah, for sure. And lots of great music, not just CKY, came from those shows, the movies. it just makes me think of like the Tony Hawk Pro Skater, like skate music. And those,
best soundtracks in the history of video games, Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Oh yeah, I was just about to say that's one of the greatest soundtracks in all any video game that I've ever played for sure. Although NHL, I think it's like 16 or 15 has an amazing soundtrack as well. But hey, up next is a band that isn't on any soundtrack yet, but could be in the near future.
That was Reassemble by A Day to Remember. Let's not overlook the fantastic Ocala connection between those bands, two of Ocala's finest. Obviously, A Day to Remember have been around a long time. They have more than established their foundation and their everlasting legacy across across music, a phenomenal, legendary band. And not to be overlooked or disrespected, Wage War has come out with two albums in a row that absolutely will blast the skin off of your face. And they have been called a few different things. They've been labeled as a few different genres, but all that matters is Wage War is doing some really awesome stuff right now. And I think you can't overlook the fact that they both come from a small town here in Florida, about a hour and a half north of me. So big things obviously coming out of a town mostly comprised of factories and not much else to do there. So, but yeah, I mean, two of Florida's finest, let alone definitely Ocala's finest. So as we lead into this next song, I'm going to give a little bit of backstory. This is the first single from this band, Dead American. There once was a man named Cove Reber who led Theosin for what was by far their best two albums, their most commercial success, and simply some of my favorite music. The self-titled Theosin album is one of my top 10 albums. It has never lost its great, great beauty. And I really felt like a lot of the greatness of Theosin was Cove. You know, obviously, their previous days with Anthony Green and their newest days with Anthony Green are not things that have really clicked with me as much. I'm not a big Anthony Green fan, never been a fan of Circus Survive, so just never really dug Anthony Green all that much. Big, big fan of Cove, and so when he split ways with Theosin, there's some mixed stories on how that went down, but either way, he split ways with Theosin. He did a short-lived band called Patriot where they released one EP, and that pretty much didn't last before moving on to fronting Dead American, a band that is mostly post-hardcore but has some classic Cove Reber sounds as well as their own sound. So without talking any longer, I'm just going to let the song speak for itself. I've recently just heard it for the first time. I've been waiting and waiting and waiting for the release of their EP. They released it within like the last month or so, I believe, and they're working on the full-length album as well. So here is Grown So Cold by Dead American.
Yeah.
song. That is Smile in Your Sleep by Silverstein. Awesome band. Put out a whole bunch of awesome albums. That album probably being my favorite. Probably, I think it's my favorite by default. It's the one I've definitely listened to the most. But still, a great album by a great band. Quick story about Silverstein. So probably about, probably about 13 years ago, we're saying probably back about, no, probably about 10, 11 years ago. So back about 2007, 2006, I went down to Janice Landing, which is a big concert venue down in St. Pete down here now called Janice Live. And I went to see Silverstein and Rise Against with my buddy Keith, guy, you know, longtime friend. Now a lawyer, a big-time lawyer up there in the great state of North Carolina. So if you're ever in legal trouble and you are in North Carolina, reach out to Keith Metz, the lawyer to the North Carolinian Stars. But so we go out to see Silverstein and Rise Against, and we show up there thinking, hell, we're going to pick up tickets at the gate. We're going to get in. We're going to have a badass time. We get there. Show is sold out. We're thinking, no, there's no way this show is sold out. It cannot be sold out. It is sold out. So we do the next best thing. We kind of walk around in circle for a few minutes going, what the hell are we going to do? And then we realize, well, there really is no other option but to hang out here and listen to the bands play. Because the way Janice is set up, it's an outdoor venue that's kind of enclosed in a courtyard surrounded by apartment buildings. And this courtyard is still pretty open. So you can be at the gate, or at least in the old days. It's since been remodeled, so it's not nearly as openly viewable as it used to be. But you could lean right up against the gate, the outside gate, standing on this concrete wall, and you could look in, and you could see a side stage view where you could still see a good portion of what was happening on the stage. You could perfectly hear it because it's open-door venue. You can hear it from all around. The people from the apartment buildings would come sit out on their balconies and get free shows, which, by the way, is probably the most badass way to live, is overseeing a concert venue. But so we decide to just hang out there and see what we can watch. So we watched Silverstein from there, and we decided we were there to see Rise Against. That was a band at the time was big from both of us. So we're there to see Rise Against. And we just were like, well, I guess this is how we're watching Rise Against. Well, we end up making friends with this young girl who we noticed walking around. She kept coming to the gate and talking to us. So we're like, all right, let's talk to this girl. Cute young girl. We're thinking, one of us is thinking, hey, maybe we get her phone number. Who knows what happens? Turns out, young girl's dad is head of security. She sneaks us both in, and we're able to at least get in to see most of Rise Against for free. It was a badass night that we thought was going to go horribly, which turned out to be pretty awesome. And yeah, so that's my story on Silverstein. It was a badass show by Silverstein back when I barely knew who they were. I wasn't really listening to them at the point. I knew their name. I knew a couple songs, but I didn't really know much by them. So got to see them live then, experience them, and then obviously see Rise Against, who we were there for. So neat little story there about Silverstein.
Got lucky.
Yeah, no joke, because about that girl, we end up getting her number. We text her the next day, and she goes, who is this? So that didn't go anywhere. So that was long before the who dis. That was long before the new number who dis days. So that was just a straight up, who is this? I don't know who this is. And after some explaining, she was like, oh, okay. We text for about a week, and that's where it stopped. But
at least you got to see Silverstein and Rise Against.
The moral of the story, getting to see the show for free. Now, we missed part of it, but, you know, we did get in for a good portion of Rise Against, and we had an awesome night. So, anyways, moving on. Here's one by a band that I'm newer to. I think they're pretty much newer in general. This song is called Ginny, and this is Nothing More. Really, really badass tune, so enjoy it.
Alrighty, that was Jenny by Nothing More, a band that actually stopped by Columbus last month, I want to say. Had the privilege of seeing them live, and I'm embarrassed to say this. I normally don't do this, but I went to the concert to see the Fever 333 and Nothing More and left before the main act, which was Starset. No disrespect to Starset, but I just wanted to see Nothing More. And the Fever 333 was a bonus. I mentioned them earlier in the show. They're going to be touring with Bring Me the Horizon in Europe. So for whatever reason you're listening to this show all the way in Europe, especially in, I believe, Northern Europe. I'm not sure. I have to look at that tour, but especially Great Britain, all throughout Great Britain. Definitely hit that tour up, because Bring Me the Horizon by themselves is worth the ticket. And then the Fever 333 is just a little small bonus for you. But another band that I'm familiar with that's actually from where I am from, like Moths to Flames is what we're going to play next. My wife actually went to high school with one of them. So, yeah, without further ado, here's like Moths to Flames.
Better than me. If you're so bad, I'll take me. What makes you think that I'm watching? Won't you pass to me? Won't you pass to me?
Right on. That is Way Down by the Amity Affliction. Before that was Like Moths to Flames. Before we sign off for the night, we just got a couple quick words, and then we're going to close out with a heavy hitter, with one of just the most ruthless guys in rock music. So before that, though, this has been another episode of Aggressive Radio. You will find us back here next Tuesday at 9 o'clock. Hope you enjoyed tonight's episode. I think tonight's episode was the most wide variety we've gone so far, so it's just going to keep growing from here. That's all I pretty much got to say. Thanks for listening, and join us again next Tuesday. Spencer, you got anything for us before we close out with Mr. Burt McCracken?
No. Just thanks for tuning in. As always, every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We hope to keep growing. We hope you continue to be a part of Aggressive Radio and our ever-growing family. So we will see you a week from tonight.
Right on. Check the Facebook page, Aggressive Radio. Check us out on Twitter, Aggressive Radio. Here is a box full of sharp objects from the used. See you next Tuesday.